And now, a look at what might be ahead for Massachusetts' huge defense industry under the debt deal. The deal initially caps defense spending, and more cuts are likely down the road. For more, we turn now to Joseph Donovan, a defense lobbyist and a vice president for the New England chapter of the industry group, the National Defense Industrial Association. Mr. Donovan, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.
So tell us, even though there's no good sense yet of which specific defense programs or contracts are at risk under the debt deal, what do you think is going to happen here in Massachusetts?
Bob, the good news is that Massachusetts has a strong and very vibrant defense sector. More than $13 billion in defense contracts came into Massachusetts in 2010. Defense companies here employ more than 115,000 people. We have military bases that are at the leading edge of innovation, and innovation-based defense contractors are well-positioned to weather the proposed cutbacks at the Department of Defense and Homeland Security.
Why do you say that?
Well, it remains to be seen specifically where the cuts are going to come from, and because in Massachusetts our work tends to come from higher-end efforts and innovation-based work, precision manufacturing, electronics and communication, engineering and R&D, I believe Massachusetts will still fare better than other states.
Because we're out front at the cutting edge.
We're at the out front of the cutting edge, and also because of our intellectual capital. The reason many of these companies locate here is our people. Virtually every one of our 351 cities and towns are some ways involved in the defense sector. It's also important to point out that for many small businesses, Massachusetts is second only to California in the number of small business innovation grants we receive.
What about the bigger companies in Massachusetts that do more traditional work, like building missile systems, for example, Raytheon and the Patriot missile?
Well, when you take a look at the sectors where we're involved in terms of products, you mentioned missiles, but it's also jet engines and aircraft components. It's communications equipment, it's defense electronics, it's advanced engineering R&D. It's a pretty diverse defense sector in Massachusetts.
Are those safe?
I think when you look at the footprint of Massachusetts in terms of the work that we do, I think that's what the future for the defense sector is going to look at. And the politics is important here. So I'd advise that companies and universities, hospitals and others should be having conversations with our congressional delegation and the Defense Department to promote the Massachusetts advantage.
You're presenting kind of a rosy picture, or it feels like you're trying to make it as rosy as is possible, but if the Pentagon is cutting back, aren't jobs at risk here?
That's obviously possible, but I think Massachusetts, again, is well-positioned for the type of work that we do. And we only have to look at the most recent base closing process that Massachusetts went through, where the state provided, or rather protected, all of its military installations. And you had Senators Kerry and Kennedy, the congressional delegation, then Governor Romney going to bat for Massachusetts. And that ended up providing additional mission capability for Hanscom and Natick.
And kept jobs here.
Correct.
Joseph Donovan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Joseph Donovan is a defense lobbyist and is vice president at the New England chapter of the National Defense Industrial Association.